Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're talking about Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, being fired, and the GM and president of baseball operations, Mike Rizzo, being fired. Was it the right move for the Nationals at this time? As we've discussed, both guys were up for options in July. I've just seen July. I don't know the exact date, but
I think 15th was for Davey.
They dismiss him before they have to give him these contract extensions, whatever it is, a year, if they had signed these options. So the learners save money there. We've also talked about, look, we like Rizzo, but they hadn't had a winning season. They had the second worst record in Major League Baseball since they won the World Series. The draft choices, which Jason went through, a lot of them haven't panned out.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of questions about player development. And then in terms of the managing, a lot of people have been frustrated kind of with what they see on the field, bad base running at times.
Mm-hmm. And Mike's talked about that. He talks about that every week, it seems
like. He's been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find a bigger supporter of Davey Martinez than Mike Rizzo. So all that being said, with all the sort of the fundamental baseball things that would infuriate Mike, he was completely behind Davey as his manager, and had plenty of opportunity to let him go, particularly in the last couple months, and just had no inclination to do it. I always did feel like they became tied to the hip. I don't know at what point, but they did sort of.
And we also discussed earlier the fact that Rizzo seemed to be hamstrung in terms of money being spent. Their top two guys right now being paid in payroll aren't on the roster. It's Strasburg and Scherzer.
There's no question about it. Their off seasons these last few years were embarrassing. Embarrassing in terms of who they were spending money on and bringing in. And they were spending nothing. It was embarrassing. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone, see what some people have to say. There had been, obviously, an increase in fan frustration.
For sure. I'm just stunned by how quickly this all turned. I mean, it's been building for years, but I thought they had finally turned a corner, and the bottom just fell out completely. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, what's up?
I would be giving the learners, if I was Rizzo, the double middle finger out the doors. I mean, you expect him to make fresh lemonade with rotten lemons year after year. I understand the player development hasn't been there. He hasn't completely missed on everything. Okay, he has missed on a few, but there's been some obvious stars that have come through the development. If I was one of the teams, the top spending teams, top 10, and I saw Mike Rizzo now, I know he's up there in age, if he feels like it, to get one of their open GM jobs, I would be 100% approaching Mike Rizzo. I think if you gave him a budget, that the team that he is on, that he is GMing for, would be a great playoff team. And to add one thing to you, I was listening to you guys earlier, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, they don't spend that much. Yeah. This is D.C. This is Washington, D.C., and you are acting like it's a minor league franchise. If you're the learners, spend some money. You're in one of the big cities in the country. Spend some money. You're not in freaking Cincinnati, dude. Spend some money when you're in one of these major markets. It just doesn't make sense. If they spent the money, they would see the money come back to them with fans, with apparel. But they are so checked out of this. If I'm Mike Rizzo, I said, man, thank God you guys, I was probably going to resign. Thank God he fired me.
Well, I'm telling you, in a lot of ways, this is a relief for him. Yeah. In a lot of ways, this is a relief.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Randall. I appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, bro.
I thought he had a hell of a quote to Barry Svalluga in the text that they tweeted out yesterday, and that's in his story. Mm-hmm. The sun will come up tomorrow, Mike Rizzo wrote in a text message to Barry Svalluga. That's the job. I had a great run. Navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That's the money quote right there. navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That's his little dig. None of us have any idea what that was like. Trying to manage that. He never publicly slammed them, ever. Ever. And we gave him plenty of opportunity to. Interviewed him for years on this show. Never, never, ever, ever took a shot at them. Really didn't even take a private shot at them, to be honest with you. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up? I love the show as always. And, like, I wanted to second on that caller, too. Rizzo's having a party this morning, man. I called over a couple weeks ago and was like, why would you want to work for a boss that handcuffs what you can do at your job? There's no way. Like, why? I mean, the folks should be ringing off the hook for this man this morning. I think Davey's head should have rolled just because the way the team was playing. Something needed to happen. But to get Rizzo, too, and let me ask you this. Do you think that they were like, hey, you got to fire Martinez? And he was like, nah, man, that ain't happening.
It's possible. Like, I don't know the answer to that, but it's possible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought when I heard. So I looked at the TV last night. I said, Rizzo fired too? I said, oh, my goodness. I said, what hit me is that he didn't want to fire Davey. Like, he didn't want to fire Davey.
Pretty obvious over the last few weeks that he wasn't going
to
do it.
But what if they said, what if the learners were like, hey, man, you need to fire Davey, and if, like, we want you to stay. But he's like, nope. You know what I mean? You've done this to me too long.
They could have. It's happened before.
They could have.
It's happened before. Oh, it's very
100%.
Possible.
It's 100% that happened. And, like, Drab was saying about the spend the money, like, the other teams that don't spend money, like the last caller said, this is D.C., man. Like, come on. Like, spend some money. We're in the nation's capital. Put a good product out there. You'll get the money back. Come on, man. Like, just be smart.
I think the fans have been remarkably supportive given their lack of success the last 5 years.
I think apathy has grown.
It has. But the fact that you got 26,000 yesterday, that's stunning to me. It was a great day.
Yeah,
I was out there.
4th of July weekend. I think typically that's a time where you get like 40,000 people.
Not when you're 18 games below 500 or whatever.
But you remember, that's because apathy is set in.
You also have to remember they're playing Boston. If they were playing, you know, the Reds
Seattle
or the Pirates or someone like that, I doubt they would have gotten those.
I mean, 26
numbers.
Is pretty. That's a good number.
I think it was more on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
Thanks, guys. Back when the Nats were in the playoffs and lost to the Cubs, mm-hmm. it was heartbreaking, but Dusty was let go. And after Dusty was let go, he won a World Series over in Houston. Mm-hmm. And that could have been our World Series championship with the quality manager he was. Secondly, Dusty would have won the World Series with the team that Davey won with. That's two. And thirdly, they could
that's
have gotten
unknown.
A new manager after
Davey. You can't say that as a fact. You believe they would have won with Dusty Baker as the manager. You don't know that.
He can't argue that. What else? What else, Matt?
You can't help but think that Dusty would have, when he won with Houston, that should have been our championship. We should have been, the newspapers, the Washington Post should have been, should have roasted the Mariners then. It's their fault.
So you're blaming this all on letting Dusty go.
Well, no one's ever said anything about it. I think it's part of it, yeah.
Well, of course, it was discussed at the time.
People discussed it at the time, of course. Yeah. It was very controversial at the time.
And look, Davey got it done. If Dusty had the roster that Davey did after COVID, you know, he would have been fired too. I mean,
I think so.
I mean, any manager was not going to win with that team.
Hey, I generally agree with your premise, EB, about Rizzo's text being a dig.
Totally.
But I also think when he talks about navigating the ownership is that he was there when it was Montreal and the whole transfer of ownership and the kind of those nebulous times.
I don't think that's what he's referring to, but sure, you could say that, and maybe that's what you believe. I think he's talking about navigating, like, who's the leader, who's got the final say, what do you guys want to do? Some of you want to spend money, some of you don't. Just, you know, the uncertainty. Especially of the last 5 or 6 years. Let's go to Willie in Germantown. Willie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I just want to make a comparison between the Astros and the Nationals.
Yeah.
The Astros, from their championship team, have 11 players left. and Washington has zero. Mm-hmm. But that tells us some things. It's player development, where the learners don't want to spend no money on their players, and they give Rizzo and Martinez crap to work with, mm-hmm. you know. And it's sad. Like the guy said previous, we're in the nation's capital. Spend some money.
Do you think that this will change the fortunes of the franchise simply swapping out Mike and Davey?
No. But I'll tell you one thing. Success leaves clues. They need to look over at Houston and see what they're doing. You know, after our championship, they blew the team up. And
I think they're trying to emulate that. I think they're trying to emulate that. Just some of the young players haven't, blossomed quite yet. Some have, but there are quite a few that haven't.
Yeah, you're right. Some have, but at the same time, we paid Soto peanuts when he came up for his big money. They didn't give him nothing.
Well, that's the argument that's hard to dispute. Is that Mackenzie Gore's probably going to be out in a year or so because they're going to have to try to get max value for him. You know, it's that if you're not going to be able to retain your guys, it's very disheartening for the fans, and it's hard to develop a team. Yeah, yep. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate it. Thank you, Willie. You can't build for the future and then just unload your superstars as they get closer to maturation and time to cash in. It's that formula doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And Houston, look, if you want to compare the two teams, I mean, Houston obviously has big name stars and they've spent a lot of money because they're probably in the top 10 in payroll. Mm-hmm. And they've got guys that are making a lot of money. They've got, and they also develop players, and their international scouts are probably a lot better than what Washington had. But I mean, that's an ownership that is spending money because they're keeping their players, like he said.
Let's go to Greg in College Park. Greg, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Massive day. End of an era here in D.C. with the Washington Nationals. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Jumps. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
First time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I think 20% of this lays on the coaches and the coaching staff. I can understand probably Davey being let go, but he was well liked, but I think 80% of it, without a doubt, falls on the learners. They give Rizzo nothing to work with as far as giving him any money to collect players. I think Rizzo's done a hell of a job. Sure, he's had some misses, but he's had some good ones too. And I hope Rizzo finds a good job somewhere, and I know he will, and come back and show the learners they made a mistake. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. I'm surprised. There's a lot of support out there for Mike.
Yeah.
A lot of support out there for Mike.
I feel like we got the same support when we took calls the last time after Davey's comments.
Yeah. I mean, the learners are bearing the brunt of it. And look, Mike's not been perfect. A lot of these guys haven't hit. A lot of these free agent signings didn't pan out. He talked about it a couple weeks ago when we had it. Mm-hmm. He expected some of these pitchers, some of the bullpen guys, they're not panning out. So it's not to say that he's been perfect. He hasn't been. And Davey hasn't been perfect, but certainly the learners haven't been perfect either. They certainly have not been the perfect owners.
Over time, it's worn on the fans that the stars, starting with Bryce Harper, now they won a World Series without him, but starting with Bryce Harper and then getting to Rendon and Trey Turner and Juan Soto, that they've all bounced. And why? Sure, the Soto trade has worked out in terms of return. You get Gore, you get Abrams, you get James Wood. That's worked out. But why have the stars who were here left? It's all been money. Mm-hmm. The assumption is that the owners wouldn't pay these guys the big money that they got. So the owners are bearing the brunt. Mark Lerner is bearing the brunt of the criticism. I think your comparison to Snyder is really good. Now, you're right. Snyder would spend money. But at some point, the fans just say, it's the owner's fault. That's the one thing in common. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to try and shake it up, but we'll see.
And the thought was that maybe Mark Lerner and the other family members who are partial owners of the team didn't want to have this big payroll, so it would be more attractive for a potential buyer. And they're looking for a certain number. We've heard from really good sources they were looking for a certain number, and they just weren't getting it. And maybe that's why they didn't put a bunch of big contracts on the payroll, because it would have exceeded probably what other owners would have come in to offer. Who knows? But let's see what happens this offseason.
And who knows if they want to sell? Mark Lerner has said that, at least it's come out, it seems like in the last year, that they've changed their mind. They don't want to sell.
I think some of them do, some of them don't.
800-636-1067. Your take on the dismissal of both Davey Martinez, the manager, and Mike Rizzo, the general manager. Do you think it was the right move at the right time? Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Talking about the Nationals firing both Mike Rizzo, their GM, and Davey Martinez, the manager. Of course, they won a World Series in 2019, but since then, the Nationals have had the second worst record in all of Major League Baseball. This year, there are only two teams worse than them. So they're let go. Is it the right move? And is it the right time? They've got a draft coming up in a week. They have the number one pick. So now it's their assistant GM who takes over. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
I think right move, right time, because I think that probably, you know, letting Rizzo go, especially at this time, is probably an indictment on him in terms of talent, that they probably didn't want him making the selections. I don't know that I necessarily agree with Rizzo so much being let go, but you got to spread it out amongst all of it, the ownership with being the bulk of the problem and not willing to spend the money. But, you know, Davey's win percentage is not fantastic. Rizzo, I think he's been there, 16 years. We've got, you know, one appearance in the World Series and the win. We grinded that thing out, right? I think outside of the four-game sweep of the Cardinals, it was a grind to get that World Series.
That's not a negative.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, that's what you got to do. Good teams do those things, and that's what they did. But when you look at that caller that was talking about Dusty Baker, one World Series in that guy's whole coaching career, to say he would have won one or should have won that was crazy. But no, right move, right time. I feel bad for Riz because I do think he was handcuffed quite a bit. But I do think we need a fresh start. And it might
I would just say this: before they pick. I wouldn't feel bad for Riz. I would consider it Mike Rizzo Liberation Day. He can relax. He could sleep in a little bit. He could take a deep breath. He could take his lovely wife.
Blood pressure level goes down.
And his child out for a nice vacation. And he could pick his next spot. Maybe not as the general manager, but I'm sure he could pick wherever he wants to work.
He said he hadn't had a summer vacation his whole life.
Well, he's going to go vacation a little bit and live life a little, I think.
He should pound some surfsides today. But I'll say this. The line for Rizzo would be pretty long. I don't know that many people are going to be going after Davey.
Davey will find a job.
He might not be a manager, but he'll find a job in a dugout somewhere.
In 2 seconds, if he wanted one.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Don. But I think also Davey's going to probably go back to his farm and ride around on his tractor, figure out what he wants to do.
Sure.
You know, most guys don't, you know, have the privilege of being in one spot as long as both those guys were. They both had great runs. Let's go to Murray in McLean. Murray, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, how you guys doing? I've been listening to a lot of stuff, and no one's mentioned, like, the two biggest mistakes that I think have been made. And one is re-signing Strasburg, and I don't know whether that's Rizzo or management.
That's hindsight, though. Don't you think that's hindsight?
Everything is hindsight. Everything you're talking about.
I mean, at the time, did you have a problem with it? Didn't you think he deserved it?
Because you didn't know he was going to get hurt.
No, he had been hurt multiple times over the years. So go look at the baseball
record. Right, but he had just come off, I think, his healthiest season.
I know, but he was MVP.
He just came off his healthiest season.
The guy was MVP of the World Series.
Right. It was arguably his best year. He pitched, 200 and a couple innings. You know, and
So you would have let him go? You would have let him go, Murray?
I would not have signed him for $35 million a year for 7 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, look.
That would have meant you probably would have let him go.
It turned out to be a horrible contract, no doubt. You're right on that.
Right.
But coming off a World Series, the way he performed, they were kind of in a pickle.
And I also think give credit to the learners because it did show a commitment. So for all the bashing of the learners, it did show a commitment at the time.
That's right.
All right, what was the other thing?
It did show. The other one is not signing Harper. Those I don't know if those two mistakes are Lerner's or Hart or Rizzo, but everyone knew at the time that Harper wanted to set the record, and the record at the time was $325 million, and we offered him $300 million.
Well, they also wanted to defer 50% of the contract.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's
so that's on the owners.
The stupid. Well, that's all the Masson contract stuff. But because the Masson contract hamstrung them the whole time. But I just think, you know, why didn't you offer him the extra $26 million or something, just more than that?
They were way further apart than that. They were way further apart than $20 million. Because of the deferred money and the way it all played out.
He eventually got $330 million, so he got 10% more.
Yeah.
That's one of the big mistakes. Also no one's talking about how the Masson contract hamstrung them money wise.
There's no doubt.
Nope.
I mean, think about the Dodgers, of course, it's unfair to compare, but they're the only ones I know the number of. They get like over $200 million a year from their television contract. The Nationals getting 35. Now that's a ridiculous difference. So I just feel there wasn't enough money to go around for all these players. And you can say, oh well, you know, the ownership should have put up their own money.
Murray, here's a question: was this the right move? If you're part of the ownership group, is this the right move today?
I think the team needed a shakeup. But I don't know if it's I don't know if it's Davey's fault or Rizzo's fault. And I understand the new general manager is going to want to hire their own manager. So I don't like it, but it makes sense.
All right. Thank you, Murray. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Mark in Rockville. Mark, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas.
What's
curiously
up?
Enough, I'm walking right by HQ here, Wooten Parkway and Tower Oaks Boulevard. I'm not shocked. I just curious about the timing, both of them right now. And I just have a thought. Maybe this is all housekeeping, house cleaning, balance sheet, you know, buffing to maybe they have a deal or getting this thing ready to go at the end of the season. Maybe they have somebody and this is their side of their, you know, the buyer's due diligence, you know.
Could be.
It's possible.
110 losses, you know, get yourself in position for one pick, and we're giving you a clean slate.
Clean
management team.
Yep.
Yeah. Possible.
It's possible, no doubt.
Possible, I'm sure.
There's no evidence, though, that that's happening.
I mean, it's pure speculation.
Yeah.
Pure speculation. But, you know, throw it out there in the realm of possibilities.
Again, a couple years ago, they supposedly wanted to sell. But since then, they supposedly changed their mind.
Well, because they didn't get their number.
Well, yeah.
If they got the number,
I guarantee they would have sold.
They probably will sell.
I mean, if they wanted $2.3 billion and their best offers were $1.7, $1.8, all right, well, you can understand why they wouldn't sell. If they get another offer like that in the offseason, they might.
All right, let's go to...
I'm not convinced that the entire ownership group is 100% against selling. Not convinced of that for any second.
I don't think the entire ownership group is in sync on anything.
Yeah, I think the majority of the owners probably do want to sell, but they want the right number.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, I got two different reasons why it's a good move and not a good move. But here's the reason why I think. If Rizzo would have fired Davey last month, Rizzo would still be here. That's why I think Rizzo got fired. He didn't fire Davey.
It's possible. I don't know.
Like
it's possible.
I think Rizzo would still be here and all that. Now, here's the reason why I think they are going to sell. If you look at what's going on in sports with all these teams getting out and how much they're getting money for, and then you think about, granted, the Commanders getting $6 billion a year and a half ago for their team, it would not shock me if you're looking around to all the other franchises in sports. Now, granted, Washington is not in L.A., but it's in a major market. You can get about $3 billion for this team, $3 or $4 billion.
you're dreaming. I mean, maybe, but so far that has not been proven.
They're not getting $4 billion for this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's pure speculation.
Maybe three, maybe.
They couldn't even get two a year ago.
Well, that could be true, too, but I do think there's no way – the learners are going to keep this team, because they're just going to be dartboard victims for the rest of the year. And really, throughout the offseason, unless you get someone who has done it before, who could build this team from the ground up. But no one's going to be – I mean, no. The fan base is totally turned against them. This reminds me of 30 years ago when Juwan Howard left. When you guys started your radio show, that Saturday – that in July, when Juwan Howard left, the whole town turned against the Bullets. This is what I feel the ownership – what the fan base is doing to the ownership right now. They have to sell this team. They
All
have
right.
to.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Let's I mean, it could happen. Nobody expected Snyder to sell. He sold.
Well,
this would
be party. This would be less surprising because they've been on the market before. I don't think anybody could be shocked.
But the league's not forcing him to sell. Like,
no.
In the case of Snyder, yes, the fans wanted it, but the league was also driving it.
Correct. But if the Lerner sell, nobody on the planet will be surprised. Mm. Like literally zero people.
I mean, I don't think anybody on the planet will be upset.
I might agree with that too. Yeah, you're,
Nats fans will not be upset.
You'll be hard pressed to find a Lerner fan group right now.
Yes, correct.
It'd be a party of zero. Let's go to Mike in Centerville. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, well, I won't be disappointed either.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, Jason almost had it nailed a little while ago. The old man died. Mark took over. All the kids said, "Okay, well, we're gonna start things going on." Then they go, "Let's sell." They can't get what they wanted. You know why they haven't named the stadium yet? Because they're going to sell it. There's something going on, I guarantee it. Look.
Possible.
Let's just say they got $2 billion. And let's say there's 30 of us. You know how much you would get? $66 million apiece. Jason, would you take that?
I'm not sure what the percentage is in terms of all the family members. I think Mark.
I know.
I think Mark gets more than that. I think he gets more than that.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was just putting that out there.
No, but no, I would not take that. Of course not.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. It is an interesting point. There's so many people involved. I thought it was interesting. You know, I didn't realize the ownership group involved, you know, the CEO and this other guy. They're not family members. And then Ted Lerner's grandkids are somehow involved. I mean, there's so many people involved. His kids, his grandkids, other people that are involved in the ownership group. I mean, it's almost impossible to keep track.
There's a lot of them.
And you can imagine being Mike Rizzo
but
trying
Mark
to navigate
is the,
that.
Mark is the main dog.
I think so.
Yeah, he's the main dog.
But clearly, I think Mike had to deal with a lot of those guys. Beyond
I'm sure
just
he
Mark.
Did. Oh, I'm sure he did.
Beyond just Mark. So again, it's an end of an era, but I do think it's on some level, it's a Mike Rizzo liberation day. And maybe Davey, for that matter, too.
Yeah, but can you imagine how hard it is to come to work for those guys when they're 17 games under 500?
And I think that's why...
And they're giving up 27 runs in a three-game series against Boston?
And then especially when you know ownership group is really not giving you the gunpowder to go out there and improve the team the way you need to. I think it's part of the reason why he wouldn't fire Davey. Because he knew Davey was hamstrung on some level. He didn't give Davey enough guys. So how are you going to fire him if you have any integrity?
I mean, it's one thing to just kind of rely on the kids that you drafted and obviously in the Soto deal. And look, they hit a grand slam in the Soto deal. Right? They got two all-stars. Abrams was an all-star last year. They got three all-stars basically out of that.
He may still be an all-star this year.
But you got to couple that with signing a couple of big-time guys just in case those young stars are taking a couple extra years to get ready. And haven't done that.
Well, you need it also. Yeah, they just don't have enough depth.
And the Nate Lowe's and the Josh Bell's of the world, that's not going to put you over the top.
No. No, that's treading water. That's treading water at best. Let's go to Campbell in D.C. Campbell, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, boys. It's okay for both of them to be gone. Like, Davey's been horrible. I'm a season plan holder, so I'm there for all of this madness. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's lineup, you leading off with Call, and you got CJ sitting on the bench. So he should have been gone years ago. Y'all keep forgetting the Lerners have a track record. Big coach, bad coach next year. Big coach, bad coach. I mean, or big name coach, little name coach next time. As far as Mike did what he could, but he got to the point, like you were just saying, Lurch, he's picking up scrap heap hitters off the pile. Nobody's scared of Josh Bell. Nobody's scared of Lowe. even Rosario, they all need to go. And it goes back to the learners. Even if they do sell the team, let's say one of you had the money to buy the team, mm-hmm. you're surrounded by learner property. So every time you look up at your stadium, oh, there's money that I'm giving the learners because their stadium, their apartment complex is right there. So the learners can cry broke all they want. They're another ownership group that won't spend money. As again, I coach in the city as well, baseball. We play championship games at the academy. They don't spend money in the academy. They don't invest in the city. All three of them can go. I'm cool with it. Thank you again, boys.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Campbell. Appreciate it, pal. Thank you. Yeah, that's, I can't speak to that, whether they spend money on the academy or not. I wouldn't doubt that they don't. They clearly were in cost-cutting mode. No question about it. I don't know.
And yesterday with the lineup, I mean, I assume they just gave Abrams the day off. He ended up pinch hitting. Yeah. But even if Abrams played and he was leading off instead of Call, I mean, they weren't winning that game. I'm sorry, they just weren't. The pitcher gave up four runs in the first. And they're going against one of the best pitchers in baseball. You're not going to pound Garrett Crochet.
Look, the way the season played out, it's entirely understandable. This was almost inevitable. You had hoped that they would pull out of it and be able to get going again, but it just didn't happen. So in many ways, it's inevitable, and it was something that had to happen.
We'll talk to Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post about what's next for the Nationals coming up at 8 o'clock. And Barry's Verluga, who exchanged some texts with Mike Rizzo from the Washington Post, he'll join us at 9 here on the Junk.
So, you know, here we are July 7th. Still haven't had a drink. Didn't drink at all on my trip to Dallas.
Good for you.
I actually had two non-alcoholic beers after some guys were hyping them up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really do it for me.
So you're 30. So you're 37 days in.
37 days in. And believe me, I'm not going the rest of my life without drinking. But I'm just trying to detox a little bit, detox the body. And I had actually another buddy that he had gone like 2 months, and he was telling me about he's tried every non-alcoholic beer out there. If you just like kind of like that urge, you know, like that.
You just like want that itch taste
or whatever, that taste that he said you even burp like you're drinking a beer. You know, he like
right.
He was like, have you ever heard of Athletic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that. Not a big fan. Somebody told me that the non-alcoholic Heinekens kind of can hit that urge if you have that urge. The problem is I'm not a beer guy.
I'm a beer guy, but I'm an IPA guy.
And they have IPAs.
And they've got a quick punch. Yeah. You know what I mean? I couldn't drink the light beer, the non-alcoholic light beers.
I'll try one or two others just why not?
Yeah.
You know, before I go knee-deep back into boozing. But I have to admit that the first two non-alcoholic beers I had, I don't think they were particularly appetizing. They
37 were not, days is impressive.
It's so easy. I didn't. It
wouldn't be for me.
You would. You'd do it for
my
like
wife
2 days.
Is on a stretch of. It's not 37 days, but it's probably 3 weeks. So let's call it 21 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, she just said, you know what? I don't like the way I feel in the morning.
Why are you laughing at me, Valdez? Or Drabby?
No, I'm just smiling at you.
Yeah.
So hey, when are you going to make that move where you do
I think
have...
it was just be spur of the moment.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink last night because I three-putted two of the last three holes, and I had a good round. I just threw it in the toilet. I threw it in the Potomac. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to go home and just drown my sorrows, but I didn't.
Did you have like some sort of a health test that made you start this?
Nothing. I mean, I had something in my brain, but nothing. I've had no doctor's appointments or no nothing.
So it was just a random, I want to start.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
What was the catalyst?
Was it just the way you felt?
What was the catalyst? There must have been a catalyst.
There is somewhat of a catalyst, somewhat. But I don't really want to talk about it because I'm not sure about it as a catalyst.
Okay.
But mostly just... Like my son and I even talk about it. And my son, by the way, dislocated his shoulder this weekend.
Doing?
Wrestling. Drunken wrestling. Yep. July 4th party. Dislocated his shoulder. 2:30 in the morning. Had to Uber to the hospital because everyone's drunk.
Yeah.
Including himself. But you know what's funny? I didn't even care. I was like, your eligibility's washed up. You're meaningless to me. So, I mean, good luck to you, buddy.
Meaningless.
What about rugby season?
He says it's fine. He says once they pop it back in,
yeah.
You know. But the thing that's annoying is it's the shoulder that I repaired. that paid for it to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
For it to pop out like that, it was a little
shoulders are tricky.
A little annoying. He was probably wrestling a guy. He said he took the guy down and he landed on the ground. At
2:30 in the
out.
Morning.
2:30 in the morning. Yeah.
These kids.
And he never called me to tell me either. Joe P had to tell me because he was at Joe P's house. He said, "Hey, just don't sue me."
I thought your update. I didn't know your update was going to be about your drinking. I thought your update might have been about Terry McLaurin because we've now passed the date where he last signed his contract. That 3 years ago when we went through this dance and he was holding out.
This is when he signed?
He signed on July 6th.
Correct.
Yeah. It's July 7th.
I'm still not worried about it.
I won't worry until he misses about 2-3 days of camp.
Yeah, that's what I said. That.
First day at camp.
Cake said that too.
First day at camp, kind of symbolic. Second day, okay, still kind of working it out. Once he misses about 3-4 days, I'll start to really be anxious. But until then, not gonna be anxious.
There was kind of the same old report that he's not happy with his contract extension talks.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's not. But I think that if it's July 29th or 31st or August 3rd or August 5th, the deeper they get into camp, I would be more concerned. But until we get there, I'm not concerned yet.
Yeah, way too early. Way too early, still, in my opinion, to be concerned.
Look, Drabby's saying something in my ear about the Jeremy Fowler report. I don't know what report you're talking about. You can tell me. I'm still not worried about it.
Well, that was the report from this past weekend on SportsCenter when he went on there and he said the new update is he's not happy with where things are with the extension.
Yeah,
I assume that.
I've heard that.
We've been talking about that for 3 weeks that he's not happy.
I didn't like it initially. But
he said they're at the risk of seeing Terry hold out during training camp.
Okay. I think
we're
it's
at
possible.
That point.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's possible. Like I said, I think he will.
I'm just waiting for that day. Once he starts holding out, and even if he holds out for a week or so, he can still sign the deal.
Of course.
Midway through camp. I'm only worried if they trade him, which I don't think they will. I'll bet money they don't trade him. Or if he's missing games. And that's not going
to
happen.
Well, I don't want him to sign the day before the first game. Like, he needs to be in camp for a couple of weeks.
What if he requests a trade?
Well, then that's...
That's a different story.
That's a different story, yeah.
Different story. Then we have to reevaluate. He might. But hey.
And then if he does request a trade, I'll change my tune a bit.
If he requests a trade, then,
Yeah.
I guess it's time to move on.
That would be a big deal.
It would be upsetting.
I'll tell you what.
Because
Commanders fans won't be.
Guy.
Commanders fans won't be happy with Josh Harris... Or Adam Peters.
No, and I don't think it makes them a better football team to trade him.
I don't either.
I mean, you might look down the road and say, oh, they're going to get all this haul. Well, it's not going to make them a better football team in 2025. And this is where everyone's talking about the window where you have your rookie quarterback on his rookie deal or whatever. I don't think you should be in the business of getting rid of your best players in the prime of their career. So if they did decide to trade him or he did request a trade, that would be... a big blow to this football team.
Yeah.
Big blow. And I have heard that he's upset. Heard it actually a couple times. I know that John Keim tried to say it was, listen, that's just agent. We can't get too much into that. But I've heard others say that, no, in fact, he is upset. So, and now Fowler's reporting it.
And if they can't come to an agreement and meet in the middle with whatever numbers are being thrown out there, and he's going to say, that's it. I'm not going to play for what they're offering, and I don't believe they're going to increase the offer, and I want to trade. That's a totally different world there.
Yeah.
Well, but until we get there, I think it's still going to happen.
I got to believe it's going to happen. But if he requests a trade, that is a wrinkle. That's a big wrinkle.
Yeah.
And I don't think it makes us better. I don't care how many draft picks we get.
Well, it certainly doesn't make them better this year.
No. Makes us worse.
Only thing I'll say about the whole rookie window, well, I agree with the premise to an extent. If you have the right quarterback, it doesn't matter. Like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, their rookie contract windows are long gone.
Sure.
And they're still contenders.
Oh, for sure. But it just makes it a little bit easier. That's kind of like the dream scenario. Yeah, you're not going to give up on a guy just because he's now on a second year deal and you're paying a market value or whatever. But it's a good opportunity to build your football team when you're paying your most important player very little, relatively speaking. It'd be a big disaster, I think, if they couldn't come to an agreement and they were forced to trade or he just decided to hold out,
yeah,
that'd be bad. That'd be bad.
But again, it's July 7th. Camp doesn't start for 20 days. Let's see if they can get something done in the next 3 weeks. If they can't, and he's holding out, okay.
I think you could probably realistically expect at this point, though, a holdout. I don't think that that's crazy.
Sounds like
I could. I think
it sounds like it's coming.
I think it sounds like a holdout is coming, but I don't think that that means necessarily that they won't get an agreement. But I do think a holdout is way more likely than we ever imagined at this point, like July 7th.
Coming up next, we'll get back to what the Nationals did yesterday, firing both Davey Martinez, their manager, and their president of baseball operations, Mike Rizzo. Chelsea Janes, National Major League Baseball writer for the Washington Post, joins us next here on The Junkies.